Time is running short, so I'd start anyway. In fact, we do speak about rock and roll, but not about Amarok, but rock and shows and fairs and events like this that Katie is attending more and more, and good so it is. Katie presence, Katie for being one of the biggest projects in the whole open source world, it's important for it to be on shows and be present to give people, give Katie a face to people and give them a chance to communicate other than the technologies that we provide, like mailing lists, websites, and stuff like that. I think the first thing we have to agree on is that we're not doing this for our very own sake. Katie and the size of the project has gone way beyond the point that this is a project for us. So we want to go out and tell people about it and tell them how great this is, what the new things is, and so on and so forth. So here's a couple of points that we come up with. We want to give, first of all, we want to give Katie a human face. So there's people, as we heard in the keynote today in the morning, that this is a community, it's people, it's someone you can talk to, it's someone who gives answers to faith. And this also gives then people a chance for a first-hand experience of the very new things that the developers come up with and the artists come up with. Of course, a lot of people are coming up to us as well and just ask questions. This and that is not working, or how can I do that? And sometimes we also have to debunk myths about KDE. Another thing is, of course, we at the booths are able to meet potential contributors or business partners or just other people in the free and open source software. Now, when some sort of trade show or fair comes up, then it's usually there's usually a certain process for the KDE project to get there, to be there, be present, and show off what we got. And the first thing is that's first here because it's usually kind of forgotten about or probably ignored. Find out about potential target groups. The thing is, who is going to this event? What are the people that are expected to be there? Is it tech-savvy KDE users who already know what we're talking about? Is it business people who are actually, as we have in Open Expo in Bern, where they had another show for business people, and then attached to this, we had this open source trade show, so loads and loads of business people came over, were curious, wanted to see what this is all about. Then there might be users, just people who buy the PCs in regular stores with Windows pre-installed, and they kind of get curious because they heard about this. And all those people need different answers, need different things to be told. Of course, on the formal side, you have to register the event. At the event, you have to register a booth or talks. Then you have to find volunteers who staff the booth or who do the talks. Here is a tricky part because, funny enough, the best way to do this is blog and have it on the planet, which is probably not the best way to do it. It's usually a good idea to request a booth box as well, which contains a lot of material, flyers, posters, merchandising, and so on and so forth. Also, getting business cards. I've got mine back there. Those KDE business cards is a really, really important thing that the EV provides us with to really give an official face to people coming up and, you know, want to know more about KDE. And sometimes it's even necessary to organize accommodation for the people. And here the EV again jumps in and supports us in with financial support. Now, the booth itself needs a couple of things, which some of them is in the booth box, some of them you have to bring yourself. Paper for notes to give out to people. This is all stuff that's in the booth box, or should be in the booth box. It's something we might address later this week or next week. Live CDs, that's a bit of a tricky thing, because it's pretty easy to get OpenSUSE CDs. You just write an email and you get not just one box, but two, and you have 20 t-shirts and baseball caps with it. Some other distributions are probably not that, frankly, spoken, willing to give out CDs. You order 100 and you get 5. Booth decoration, this is a very crucial thing as well. It's that's something we usually have in the booth box, but it's kind of outdated by now, so we need to address this here as well to get some really striking and rocking KDE booth appearance on those trade shows. And one thing, of course, that's important as well is staff at the booth that is open and inviting and welcoming. And that's where I hand over to Lydia.
Okay, so now you registered for the event and have all the necessary stuff. And there are a few things you really need to be prepared for, like an event of 5 days and no internet connection. Like, you want to show a model with OpenStreetMap and there's no internet connection. You should be prepared for that by downloading some stuff you can show before, for example. You should also be prepared for organizers who are not really responsive. It happens on and on that that it's really hard to reach them. at the booth, you need to be prepared for questions from the audience, like, okay, I've had a look at screenshots of KDE, but I like no better. Tell me why I should use KDE. So it's kind of trying to draw, but not really, because people are probably really curious, but you need to be prepared for this by, for example, saying things like, KDE is great because of this, this, and this, and I can't tell you about GNOME because I don't use it. That's one of the possible answers you could give. The same goes for Linux versus Windows questions. So this can come down to people who really try to troll at your booth. And you need to stay professional and not let yourself be dragged into it, of course. Because as booth staff, you represent the project, and what you do represents what the whole project does for these people. Also, a lot of people will come to your booth with support questions who are likely distribution related. So either you find out before the event who of your booth staff is using which distro and who could probably help with these questions, or you have got stuff from or other booths from the distributions where you can send people to, or you can give them your email address and tell them to ask you again after the event so you can find out. Stuff like that, which really makes you look helpful and reflects very positive on you and the project. So once the event is over and it was really great, you have to take care, of course, of the boost box if you got it, send it back to Claudia. Then you probably got a lot of contact requests. You should follow up on them really soon, because you will forget about them, and the people who ask for stuff probably will forget about it as well. So it's a really good idea to take notes of what people want and to answer them really soon. And to show what you did, you should, of course, also let the rest of the community know by writing an article for the Dot or for the Planet. Best is both, of course. So there's a lot of things we can improve, even though we're already doing really great, I think. And one of the things we want to do is a Booth FAQ, which just lists a few of the questions you get all the time when doing a KDE booth. and we also want to do a checklist so that the important stuff doesn't get forgotten when preparing for an event. So we want to talk about this at above session during the week. Please join us if you're interested. And as I said, we're doing already really great, but we could be even more professional. So how can we do this? When you register for a booth, show up. There are projects who register for booths at events and don't show up. It reflects really badly on the project. I have not heard about this happening for KDE, so great. Don't let it happen. Same goes for a talk. If you're offering a talk and you're accepted, do it. Or find a replacement if you can't do it. And of course, try to be as responsive as possible to the organizers of the event, because they have probably 100 different organizations, and try to coordinate all of this is probably really hard, so help them a little. It will make them love you. And of course, keep the booth tidy. There's nothing worse than a booth with Coke bottles and a lot of garbage and all this. It all shows what project is living in the booth. So try to keep it a little tidy. And most important of all, be approachable. It's probably the worst experience I've had is a booth with a table, 5 squeaks sitting at the table, hacking on a laptop, and not talking to people who are at the booth. Be approachable. Stand outside the booth, talk to people. Ask them if you can answer some questions. It really looks good. So if you want to help, there are several things you can do. You can go to spreadkde.org, which is not really what we want it to be right now, but we try to work on this during a BOF session next week to improve that a little. But this is what we want to be the main point of contact for such stuff, where you can organize it all. Then there's a calendar at events.kde.org, where you can list the event you're going to and find people who can join you, and also show users of KDE that you're there and that they can meet you, such stuff. Then there's two mailing lists, KDE Promo and KDE Events, where you can write an email to asking for people to help you, announcing that you're working on an event. Yeah. Then there's an IRC channel, KDE Promo on Freenode. It's not really big and not really active, but you sometimes get some help. Better ask on the mailing list. And then we do some organization at wiki.kde.org right now, but we rather move it to spreadkde.org. Yeah, and I'm